This is Law Matters on 6NME Noongar Radio. Good to have your company, and great you can join in every fortnight to see what the ALS is up to, and hopefully we can be providing you with some pretty important community legal education information as well. Before I forget, I need to let you know that the election of the ALS Executive Committee is coming up. The elections are going to actually take place between the 23rd and the 27th of May. Four members of our executive committee, but the nominations open on the 28th of March. So at the end of this month, the 28th of March is when nominations open, and they close on Friday the 8th of April. And any member of the ALS is eligible to nominate for election to the region where they live. 16 members in all are to be elected, and two from each of these regions, the Central, Southern, Murchison-Gascoyne, Pilbara, West Kimberley, East Kimberley, Goldfields and Central Desert regions. Now, we've got these posters up all around the place, and they've been sent out to community organisations throughout the state. Information is on our website at www.als.org.au. But the best thing to do is, if you want to find out any more information about our elections, please phone the Aboriginal Legal Service in Perth, and this is the number to find out more about the elections. Grab a pen. 089265 6601, 089265 6601, or you can free call within WA on 1800 019 900. Do check it out, because 16 members will be elected, as I mentioned, and all the information's on our website or available by getting nomination forms by calling that number. Well, human rights is an area that the Aboriginal Legal Service has broadened more and more and more into in recent years. And I guess when you say human rights, it's something that's probably always been at the forefront of the work that's taken on by the ALS anyway. But thankfully, we've actually got Sarani Gamble in place, whose focus is human rights. So that's a real bonus for our agency. And Sarani's spoken to us a couple of times here on Law Matters and joins us again today. How are you going, Sarani?
I'm good, thanks, Jodie.
It is true, isn't it? I mean, human rights is something that, you know, you can't be an organisation like the Aboriginal Legal Service wherever you are in Australia, and human rights isn't such an important part of the work you're doing anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as you said, the basis upon which the ALS exists is to provide and better realise the rights of Aboriginal people, because historically that just hasn't been happening in this country. So, you know, the criminal lawyers probably won't like to admit it, but they're the truest human rights lawyers that we have. Every day they're in there in court, you know, defending people's rights to a fair trial, for example. So, yeah, it's right at the crux of what we're doing every day.
Today we're going to be discussing the National Human Rights Action Plan. Now, these are words that roll off your tongue easy every day, because it's the sole focus of what you're working in. Explain it for the rest of us.
Yeah, without the government speak. The National Human Rights Action Plan, I'm just going to call it the Action Plan to make it a bit easier, it's part of the government's human rights framework. Now, this all came about when the Labor government, the current federal government, was elected. They said, yep, we care about human rights. Let's hold a big public consultation about how to improve or better understand human rights and the way Australians feel and understand about their human rights. This big consultation was done, hundreds of submissions, ALS included, roundtables, all that sort of thing. It was one of the largest public consultations that has ever occurred. And a big report was done. And the main thing that came out of that consultation is they recommended we needed to better understand and protect human rights in this country. Unfortunately, the government responded by saying, we agree that we need to do more for human rights. What we're going to do is, rather than introduce a Human Rights Act, which would be legally enforceable legislation to protect human rights, they're going to introduce this human rights framework, which some might say is a second class way of saying a Human Rights Act. It actually contains a lot of measures to promote and better understand human rights and generally deal with human rights, but the major limitation of it is that lack of any enforceable human rights legislation. So the Human Rights Action Plan forms part of this framework. And the framework contains a few different elements, things like human rights education, community engagement, parliamentary scrutiny, a few different things. But this action plan forms part of that community engagement side of human rights and the way the government's dealing with those in the country. So they've basically started this process where they're starting to consult with community and organisations about how can we do more for human rights in the country. And they released this background paper about how they proposed to create this action plan, which really is about incorporating views from the community about how to implement human rights better in the country. So, I mean, it sounds pretty good, it sounds pretty reasonable, but our major concern is, well, without a legally enforceable Human Rights Act, is this all just government spiel? Is this going... Is this really going anywhere? So we actually got together with the ALSs all around the country and wrote a joint submission, because this is really a national issue. It affects us all. And we helped coordinate that and focused on things like why the framework is limited without a legally enforceable Human Rights Act. But then secondly, how we thought, well, this Human Rights Action Plan and framework is here, we might as well work with it and get the best out of it. So we also focused on providing some advice and recommendations to the government and about how to engage with Aboriginal people and organisations.
Boy. So now this was the big meeting that happened at the end of January?
Well, those meetings happen regularly just to touch base on a whole number of issues. Human rights was... This particular submission was discussed there, and just generally how to work more collaboratively amongst the different ALSs. But I think there are a lot of other issues on the cards as well, you know, more specific to the justice system. This human rights paper and submission was just one of the many things they talked about. But it was certainly agreed that we need to prioritise these human rights tasks and have a national voice as well. So we're really looking forward to a few more submissions coming up this year that will do just that.
And it's really exciting as well. Over the past 12 months or so, the ALS has really been sort of revamping our website, getting it current, up to date. It's a really active, interactive website where people can check in and not only find out all the work that we're doing with submissions, media, hear these radio programs that you're listening to right now after they go to broadcast, but also something that's recently gone up is a petition that people can get involved in, which is to do with the Universal Periodic Review. Talk us through that.
Yeah, I've been on the radio before, Jodie, last time talking about the Universal Periodic Review, or the UPR as we more easily refer to it, and that was an international process where Australia's human rights record was reviewed by the government. Now, we were heavily involved in making submissions about that, and now where it's at is the government is considering how to respond to the 145 recommendations made by the UN Human Rights Council about how to improve human rights in Australia. So we've developed an online campaign which people can sign up to by going to the website, and there's a link on the, I think it's on the right hand side, you'll see there's a notice for it, and you just click on that link and there's a bit more information about this campaign, and provides a fact sheet about what the UPR is and what it means for Australia, and then it summarises all of the recommendations that specifically referred to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And then there's also a template letter that people can print out, or they can change and write it on behalf of themselves as an individual or for their organisation, and then they can also sign the petition. And the main things that we're calling for in that petition and in that community letter is that the government firstly implement all the recommendations, or commit to implementing those recommendations that relate to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Then we also ask for the government to appoint a committee to oversee the implementation of whatever recommendations it chooses to adopt. And what we're lobbying for is that there needs to be Aboriginal representation on that committee, and that there needs to be key ways that the government engages further beyond just that committee and is accountable to the Aboriginal community about issues that concern Aboriginal people. Because in our view at the ALS, it's really clear that that just isn't happening enough, and we're really fighting at every chance we can to make sure Aboriginal people's voices and concerns are heard about these important issues.
So if people went to our website and went to the link for the online petition, how long would it take them?
Oh, less than a second. It's almost instantaneous.
Okay. What sort of information do they have to give?
All you need to do, you have to provide information about who you are. So simply your first and last name. But you can actually click on a few buttons and follow the prompts, because it prompts you the whole way, and you can actually choose not to have your name published if you don't want it to, or you can. And the other thing you can do if you want is to even write a few comments about how you support this petition and what the ALS is trying to do to promote human rights protection for Aboriginal peoples. So there's a few different options, but it's a really user-friendly way to, you know, sign up to a cause, basically. And that's what we're really asking. You know, we want to hear from the community and we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing by the Aboriginal people of WA and even Australia and overseas. I saw on the petition just the other day, you can actually look at who has signed up, so you can choose whether or not you want to put your name down or have it publicly displayed. But you can see there's even someone from Germany that signed up, you know, and just things like that. People care about these issues, so we want to take that to the government and just show them how many people do care.
Is there a deadline to sign that petition?
Yeah, just for the sake of drawing it to a point and taking it to Parliament, we've put 2 months on there, so people have until the end of April to sign up on the petition. And we really encourage you to check it out, send it on to your friends and family. The more Aboriginal people in particular that can sign up to this, just the better. So please check it out.
Now, it hasn't been up there very long. Have we got a few signatures already?
Oh, yeah. In 4 hours, we got 50 signatures.
Fantastic.
And in 5 days, we've got over 100. So come on, bring it on. We want to see 1,000.
That's huge.
We want to see 1,000. So
that's exciting, isn't it?
It sure is. And it just shows how, you know, you can use these different sorts of technologies and try to do things a bit differently. And that's what we're really trying to do, to get this message across that we care about human rights and the ALS has something to say about it. And we want to lead the field in that community engagement, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, so go to our website, www.als.org.au. On the front page of our website, you'll see a link on the right-hand side. Click on that. It'll take you not only to the petition, but also to a fact sheet and a whole lot of other information. And you can really sort of get your head around what isn't actually as complex as it sounds. Sometimes the names that are given to things are sort of a bit of a put off, because you think, oh God, what does that mean? Here's another big name. And as you say, you're referring to this as the UPR.
We always look for the most simple way to refer to it, because it can get confusing. But the most important thing is the content is what's important. And we always try to break it down in simple terms for ourselves and of course for our clients and the community. So check it out. It's on the website and we really want to hear from people.
We've only got a couple of minutes left to go on Law Matters for this week, a week of International Women's Day. Did you manage to get out and do anything yesterday, Sarani, or...?
Oh, well, there's a lot of celebrations actually occurring on Friday. So I'm going to both a breakfast in the morning and a dinner on the night. So
excellent.
Bring on the women's stuff. I'll be there on Friday.
Big anniversary for International Women's Day as well. Before we head off, I noticed that the last query mail from a couple of weeks ago and the current edition, which is out on the 9th of March 2011, has a very, very strong focus on the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, and all the nominations are there and information about them, and one of those is pretty involved with the work that we're doing.
Yeah, you'll see Dennis Eggington there for co-chair. It's a really exciting thing to see Dennis has put in a nomination to lead this new organisation, which is really meant to be a new representative body for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples all around the country. There's a lot of learning, I think, that the Congress is going through at the moment. They're trying to get more people to sign up as members, and that's what this Congress in its early stages is really about, helping to promote what it is and what it can do for the community out there in the community, and establish itself as a representative body. So Dennis has put in this nomination, and people who are already members will have got their ballot papers in the mail, and it's really important that they get those in before the 25th of March.
So still a couple of weeks left to go. All right. Hey, Sarani, thanks for having a yarn with us on Law Matters. And it's becoming quite frequent that we're talking about the human rights, which I think is a fantastic thing. But if anyone wanted more information about what they've heard today on the program and they don't have access to the internet or whatever, can they give you a call?
Yeah, of course. Anytime, Jodie. Love to hear from people that want to hear about human rights and tell us about human rights issues. You could call and ask for me through at the ALS. Just call through to reception on 0892656666.
Brilliant, Sarani. We'll speak to you again before too long, I'm sure.
Great.
And look forward to people signing up for our petition on our website as well. Thanks everyone for being part of Law Matters for another fortnight. Aboriginal Legal Service really relishing the opportunity to bring you this program, and we look forward to it again in a fortnight's time. Remember, we're on every second Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 12 midday, repeated on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. And our number again for free call anywhere from WA is 1800 019 900 and our website www.als.org.au. See you next time.